they can kind of do whatever. Like, who would in their right mind right now sue Negative Land for anything?
Well,
they'd look like an idiot.
This is an interesting question because the content and fair use arguments are no longer what the bad people, the copyright police, are thinking about. Obviously, wholesale piracy is much more what they're thinking about.
Right.
But that the problem with that is that since everything now goes through a bot, which listens to the content and
right.
decides whether it is owned by someone else or not, that includes YouTube, and that, of course, also includes the manufacturers who make our CDs and records. There used to be like a listening police, you know, and they would listen for samples, and then they would basically go back to us and say, that's not a cleared sample. You can't put that on a record. This happened so many times that we wound up with an indemnity agreement with the pressing plant that we used to use. It was basically like, they just said, give us whatever it is. We're not going to worry about it. It's not our responsibility. It's entirely your responsibility, and we're not even going to ask you what's on this record.
Great.
Basically, yeah. That's the way we've counseled other bands to make their records, which might also include so-called infringing
right.
material. But now
sue
it's...
Sue us, don't sue the plant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, leave it up to the artist. However, it's so much more convoluted now with the existence of these ridiculous bots and algorithms that hear shit out of context.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, there's a very famous story where Michelle Obama's, one of her speeches during the Obama's, I guess it was his first presidential campaign, where there was a live stream of her remarks that were accompanied by a song, like, you know, it was an Aretha Franklin song or whatever. When the bots detected the song, the stream went blank and she was taken off of the air live. You know, you can't do that. You don't, the president, first
yeah,
lady doesn't own that song.
Yeah.
So it is utterly preposterous. But they don't really care so much about that anymore because they've moved more into just, you know, the movie industry and the RIAA previously to them were obsessed with keeping people from downloading illegal content. And that's what they're more important about than
yeah.
more excited about
yeah.
than fair use type arguments and reuse. So we haven't had any issues, and I don't think anybody's going to bother. You know, on the other hand, we have a new record coming out in 3 to 4 months. It's a double CD set, so it's a digital thing that can be very easily scanned into, and I'm sure someone's going to do it, even
yeah.
though we have an indemnity agreement with our pressing plant. And I don't know, 60% of the music on it is played verbatim as background because it's a radio show, and you're basically hearing talking heads over a music background, and a lot of that music background is played straight.
Right.
And if, you know, it's going to be a tough argument if somebody comes to us and says, well, you just can't use that piece of music, because we can't actually say in this case, unlike we've been able to do with every other Negative Land work, we can't really say, well, we've recontextualized that completely. This is protected under fair use and copyright law because we have made a version of it that is not the original. We're actually using the original in the show. We did some of it last night, not much, but you know, some. This enters into territory that's new for us, and let's hope that it's not an issue.
Let's talk about last night.
We credit everybody, I'd like to mention.
That's,
all the sources in the record, we meticulously, in the liner notes for the record that's coming up, it lists every band, every piece of music, you know, right down to the Morse code sound effects record that we use. It says what's sampled.
Last night...